I think the fact that we went a goal down to, you know, respond. I know it was an early penalty in the second half. We've got to give the boys credit for that. But you know, we're playing at home, and I've just said to the boys in here, we see it as 2 points dropped.
Must be disappointed to lose that early goal in the manner you lost.
Yeah, it was disappointing. I didn't think we actually started the game that well the first 10 minutes. But then to give the boys credit, you know, I think we forced a number of corners in the first half. You know, decision didn't go for us against Inverness. Ewan Murray's header, and decisions that you sometimes hope are going to go your way. But as I say, the boys kept at it, and we just said at half time that we felt that trying to bring our wide players more into the game against their diamond, that was where we'd cause them problems. And you know, Ethan's done well being direct in the box to win the penalty, and Jonathan stepped up well to get his second goal for us.
Have you seen that incident back in the first half with the claims that it went over the line? Which,
I've not managed. As I say, decisions like that at the time, they're very difficult to give in that split second. So, you know, sometimes they go for you, sometimes they go against you. But I think we were a little bit more concerned about the way we started the game today. But a day's less recovery from the Arbroath game as well, which, you know, can take its toll, and probably just ran out of steam a little bit towards the end of the game. But as I say, we had chances to win the game as well. Big Lewis McCann was really, really unfortunate, went through and goal. He couldn't have done anything more. It more comes off the goalkeeper and just agonisingly goes by the post. But as I say, we're playing at home, and we see it's 2 points dropped today.
Plus side, you've not lost any ground on the kind of playoffs as well, anyway.
Yeah, I think am I right in saying 4 draws today?
Alloa
beat Inverness, so we'll look forward to the Partick game on Tuesday night and take it from there.
Yeah, there's a team fighting for their lives as well, isn't it? It's going to be no easy points from that.
So. Yeah, but I think we all are, and Queen of South, you know, they've come here and done well today. And I went through and watched them on Tuesday night against Partick Thistle, and they worked extremely hard, so you know, every game's competitive, and as I say, we've got to try and focus on ourselves. I still felt we got plenty of crosses in the game. I think, you know, just looking back, we're up at 18, 19 crosses in the game. Did we put in deliveries that were too similar? Possibly. But on that side, we were more creative than we were on Wednesday night. But if you look back at the last three games, Dundee United and Arbroath, and then today, the three of them were different games, and we've come through the game's undefeated, which I think shows a wee bit of, I keep talking, we're trying to educate players as well, and you know, there's different things being thrown at us over the last week, and we've stood up to all everything that's been thrown at us.
Talk about educating young lads up front as well, so with Kevin missing as well, how long is he likely to be out?
Yeah, Kevin, I've said earlier in the week, I don't want to put a time scale on it, because at the moment we're just having to see where he's at. He's been scanned. We'll look at him the early parts of next week, but you know, he'll be missing for the Partick Thistle game. But as I say, we're waiting on some more medical advice to see how soon he'll be back for us.
Thanks, Paul.